Welcome to the podcast that rocked, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you all so much for tuning in, and welcome back to Rowan, who is now feeling under the weather, but is still going to try to brave it for all of us and put up a brave
face. It's not that bad. We're through the worst of it already.
There you go. You sound fine. So
yeah.
Like, you don't sound like you're actively like hacking up anything. So
I'm through the worst of it. It's just like you have that feeling of just like you have like the phlegm still like in your chest and lungs. It just feels like there's something like blocking. Uh-huh. That's where I am.
Gotcha. Alex, yeah. How are you feeling?
I feel fine. Don't you guys jinx me.
Okay, then. I don't think you can catch what Rowan has through Discord.
My germs are going to come in through the screen.
Technology has advanced, okay?
If we get a $25 super chat, Alex will not get sick. So please make sure you donate so Alex feels better.
Please support the cause for my sake.
I wanted to point out something really quick. Thank you all so much. We're already getting super chats already. We'll go through all super chats and we'll go over other things as well. When we do Festival Rock or Flop for a $10 or more super chat, that's United States currency. I know there was a bit of confusion last week. So whatever the equivalent was from your country, if you're watching from outside the United States, just do the math for us. We could do it live, but that just takes a little time. So I just made the statement, 10 US dollars. There. Does that make sense? Did I explain that okay?
You did.
Okay, perfect. If we get 51 likes, we will do Festival Rock or Flop at least one round. We have 23 likes already, and it's only been, what, 1 minute? So that's pretty good.
Go.
24 likes. We also have at least one super chat ready to go for that. So we're getting 1 day of a festival so far. Thank you to Paul Urena. So without further ado, I think we can just jump right into it. Everyone's favorite award show. Wow, I wish I had some type of weird snarky sound effect button when I say that. The Grammys happened this past weekend, and to the shock of many people, they weren't completely terrible and completely awful and not over the top wrong. Is that safe to say?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's sort of.
Yeah, sort of. OK, fair. I'm not saying it was completely great and everything.
There were some head scratchers.
Sure. Yes, that's very fair. I'm just saying it wasn't the worst like it has been before. 2025 Grammys. Yeah, it was fine. Finger quote. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, that's about right. So the 2025 Grammys, I do not remember what number it is, like the 470th Grammys, whatever it is. I don't even know. So that all happened.
How often do they host this?
Kendrick Lamar won 5 Grammys for a diss track, which I think is hilarious, and they're going to play that at the Super Bowl, which is even funnier. Going to have 70,000 people in Las Vegas saying A, singing A minor. Boy, that's catchy and hilarious, but still. We are going to cover the rock and metal and alternative categories, because that's what we're known for here on the channel. And right off the bat, before going through anything specific, Alex, do you have any thoughts on us? How about this? Before we go list off the names, scale of 1 to 10, how accurate do you think the Grammys were this year?
Ooh, that's a tricky one, Luke.
It is. And I'm thinking about that, too. It's like, OK, which one do I think?
OK, how accurate?
Yes.
Across the board
the board for 6 categories in rock, metal and alternative that you think the Grammys got it right.
OK, accuracy. As a whole,
yes.
Overall, I'm going to say maybe 5.
Okay, fair. Rowan?
So when you say accuracy, you just mean just kind of like how overall, the selection was?
Yes, correct. Overall, with rock and metal, how it was treated by the awards given.
I'd actually go like 4 or something.
I'm right up between there. I was between 4 or 5. So we're kind of all in agreement on that. So I'm going to go in the order. It's on screen right now for those that I'll be reading it off on the podcast listening as well. Bring the mic closer to my mouth so people can actually hear me groan into it and grunt. So best rock performance. And this was the big come on, guys category. Nominees, The Beatles, The Black Keys, Green Day, Idols, Pearl Jam and St. Vincent. And it went to The Beatles. I don't love that.
Been disbanded for 60 years.
Any thoughts right off the bat, Alex Rowan? Anything about the Beatles winning a Grammy in 2025 for a song they actually did not record completely themselves or even finish themselves?
Disagree, but it checks for the Grammys.
Yes.
Rolling? That's just politics, in my opinion. That's just like, oh yeah, the Beatles are like the biggest rock band to have ever existed. Yeah.
Okay. So I heard someone say that they think it's a nostalgia based thing. They're just, everyone's in love with nostalgia currently. I don't know if it's so much that. There were over 13,000 voters in the Academy. 13,000. Say all 13,000 of them actually voted in this category. I doubt it. Say they actually did. I'm willing to bet they voted the Beatles because they did not know any of the other songs and most likely have not heard of Idols or St. Vincent.
I would say you're probably right.
And I'm not talking just a few here and there. I'm talking by thousands probably voted for that exact reason.
Yep.
So
yeah,
that is the best rock performance. And I think about last year, how good of a music heavy music had, not just metal, but rock and alternative too. These were the six representatives of that, and they gave it to the Beatles. And artificially created from scratch, like not even like a B-side. It's such a weird thing. So
yeah, it doesn't feel earned, really.
No, that's a good way to say it.
Yeah,
it was John Lennon's son that came and accepted the award. So they couldn't even get the living Beatles to come, which also, wow, yikes. But
they were probably like, are you kidding me? We won?
Even like, no, that's embarrassing. We don't want to go for that. No, no.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. No, it's like, it's just like Paul McCartney is just like, oh, hey, Paul, you won another Grammy. It's like, oh, okay, cool. What's for lunch?
And he's like knocking over Grammys as he walks down the hall. Just like they're all falling all over the place. So, yeah.
No, he's using as like, I don't know, like a paperweight or something.
Yes, exactly. Yes, so that's exactly right. Like a coat rack just made of Grammys that he just has like by the door.
He melts it back down. Yeah. He melts it all down, just sells the gold.
Uh-huh. It's worth more that way. So,
yeah,
we talk crap about the Grammys, but the next category I feel they got right. And this is what got the most attention in a field two rock metal alternative. Best metal performance. Gojira, Judas Priest, Knocked Loose featuring Poppy, Metallica, and Spirit Box, and they actually did it. Gojira got the award for Best Metal Performance with the Olympic performance of Mea Culpa.
Woo!
That's great. You know why? Because it was worth it, it's a worthy choice, and it beat out Metallica.
That's enough in itself, beating out Metallica at the Grammys.
That's actually more of an award right there. You know, they need to add that in like a subtext under the Grammy Award, beat out Metallica under song metal performance.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But that, I think we talked about when we first predicted the Grammys. I think we were in agreement, and correct me if I'm wrong here. We all thought it was like a lock, right? Like, not only was it a great song, but it had like such a big mainstream cultural impact, which I think is a valid like reason why to like, you know, vote it that. Yeah.
And I'm making a video right now too about it too. Also, I would have been okay, even though I was diehard Gojira for this winning, if Knocked Loose or Spirit Box would have won, I would have been okay with it. I would have been able to
Spirit Box like, a second for me. Yeah.
You know, I would have been fine. But Metallica Screaming Suicide off of 72 Seasons, which came out well over a year ago, it's like
Also,
if I gotta be honest, I listened to the Judas Priest song that was like in the running for that. Don't hate me for this. I was kind of bored by it.
Okay.
At least compared to like the other songs.
To be fair, that Judas Priest album has much better material than Crown of Horns. I will definitely defend that. So my mic level is low. Am I low, everyone? Let me pop it up. I hope that was not just one person saying I have audio issues. And, you know, boy, is that going to blow out everyone's audio then. So we move on.
Me.
Okay, if you both can hear me, I'm fine. So
stop yelling at me, Luke.
I know.
It's so loud, man. You're peaking.
I didn't think I was, but okay. So Gretchen, if you are in the chat, if you're listening, let me know how my audio sounds. And yeah, I see a lot of people saying, yeah, glad about Gojira, all that stuff. So yeah, it's nice. Okay. Now we go on to the rest. And the Gojira was the easily digestible one. Best rock song. This is where it gets a little bit murky. Nominees: The Black Keys, St. Vincent, Pearl Jam, Green Day, Idols. That's some variety. St. Vincent won with Broken Man. Annie Clark. St. Vincent. Now, I think the song is fine. I like some of the other songs on this list more. I do not hate Broken Man. However, this is the start of the point I made a while ago that the Grammys love to give awards to previous winners. And boy, did they prove that again this year. This is the start of the St. Vincent arc.
Yep.
Okay. So have either of you heard Broken Man?
I actually listened to it earlier today in preparation for today's episode. Gotcha. Yeah. Because I really had not really heard of St. Vincent before. They never like showed up on my radar. I never like cared about like that sort of like music before. It was a fine song. I liked it. I listened to it a couple times afterwards. But I mean, like comparative to some of the other stuff, though, it's like as far as like what's the best rock song of the year? Like, I don't know. I feel like you could have done so much better.
And I'll say it again. All five of these nominees have either been Grammy Award winners multiple times or nominees multiple times. This was the safest of safe choices. And St. Vincent being the current darling of that. Not saying it's bad. She's a great artist, too. She's great live. Yeah, I think it was just a safe choice by.
I'm surprised Linkin Park wasn't even in the running for that, for how much like. For how much attention was on them, like of all 2024.
Great point. They, outside of one song, they did not make the deadline cutoff. You know why? Because it's a weird cutoff. It's like the end of September, beginning of October, when they have submissions for the following Grammys. Meaning, since Linkin Park's From Zero came out in October or November, whichever one
it was. So that's in the running for 2025's Grammys?
Correct. Do you understand now how Grammys are a little bit confusing and timelines are nebulous and vague and don't really matter outside of the Grammys?
You couldn't grab them. I mean, like, we had Jaded from Spirit Box, like, last year, and we had Cellar Door off the same EP this year.
Perfect.
You could
example.
Do something with, like, you know, The Emptiness Machine, at least, you know?
Also,
that was same, a big song.
Also the same for Metallica, 72 Seasons. Yeah. You know, Screaming Suicide this year. So, yeah, the people making the decisions of who gets nominated is definitely, I'm not saying it's payola. I'm just saying safe choices.
Well, and St. Vincent is awesome, but yes. I don't think St. Vincent, the group name. I don't think it's quite rock to us who know the genre. They're definitely like alt. They are an alt rock band.
And we will. So, yes. And great point. I'm so glad you brought that up because it's going to come up and I'm going to let you keep going with that because it proves a point. But you get what I'm saying. It's alternative. So let's move around again. Best rock album. The Black Crowes, Fontaine's DC, Green Day, Idols, Pearl Jam, The Rolling Stones, Jack White. Now, of all the names on here, there are some solid choices. Old and new. The oldest of old won. The Rolling Stones won for best rock album in 2025.
I know it's we another keep name saying, thing. Like... What are they going to do when like all these bands are like actually like gone? Cause like the Rolling Stones, those guys are all, I think pushing 80 at this point. Like seriously, like I know they're like the biggest like names out there, but like still seriously, like why do we always have to focus on like the big names or something like that? Or just like the legacy acts. It's just so stupid. Sorry.
Legacy act is, but it's the Rolling Stones. You don't get it. Guys, there's so many other albums and bands and artists that could have been nominated. This is just taking up a spot at this point and giving it to them out of courtesy almost. So,
yeah,
it's just another situation.
Same thing with the Beatles.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's just, oh, I know that name, Circle. Oh, I know that name, Circle. Like, come on.
The people voting and the people understand it that do not listen to rock metal alternative that did vote go, oh, the Rolling Stones had something come out. Okay.
They did listen to it, but they're so, but they're like more from that actual time during like those bands, like sort of like peaks or when they were kind of like more relevant at least. And they don't know the new bands coming in. So they're already kind of biased going in.
Some of the people the voting are that old. That is correct.
Yeah.
That is unfortunate. There are people our age that are on the Academy as well. That's not to say they're all old fuddy-duddies. I'm just saying some of them are wealthy old fuddy-duddies deep in the music industry. Like high-fiving Daniel Ek of Spotify, running in royalties and voting on stuff like this. So moving on. I know I'm full of great news right now. I know.
It's just the Grammys, man. It's fine. It's not your fault.
I know. Best alternative music performance. And this is where Alex's point comes in. You were saying St. Vincent's is more alt, correct?
Absolutely.
But she won best rock song. So how could she also win best alternative music performance with Flea, the song? Because she did.
Yeah, I think that's not fair. I mean, there are acts that we know as fans of the genres, that there are acts that overlap. St. Vincent don't feel really overlaps that like some bands kind of do.
Yes, I agree with that sentiment. There are bands that can qualify under both categories. St. Vincent definitely belongs more in alternative, at least with the material this year. Mm-hmm. Also, for the other nominees, Cage the Elephant, Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Fontaines D.C. and Kim Gordon, the Fontaines D.C. and Nick Cave songs were great. They were great nominees for that. They represented current alternative and different styles of alternative, but they weren't St. Vincent, so it doesn't matter. It's not Nick Cave and St. Vincent, so why would they care?
Yeah,
it's not Fontaines St. Vincent, so why would they care?
Yeah, it's the St. Vincent train right now.
It is. It's not. No, yeah. I was trying to make another joke. It's not St. Vincent the Elephants, but that doesn't sound right. So.
No.
Sorry.
Cage the St.
Vincent.
Cage the St. Vincent.
Cage St. Vincent.
You both had the same joke at the same time. Well done.
Yeah. Let's go.
And finally, best alternative music album. Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, Clairo or Clairo, I do not know the pronunciation. I'm not familiar with that one. Kim Gordon, Brittany Howard, who is another Grammy darling, and St. Vincent. St. Vincent won for Best Alternative Music Album as well. Three of the six rock alternative metal categories, St. Vincent won.
Woo!
I know.
Again, I only listened to like the stuff, like to the songs that were nominated for each category from St. Vincent, just in preparation for this, just to see what the hype was about. Because again, I never cared to before. It's fine, but like, especially in like alt and rock from this year, not even just like metal, but like just like some of the more like just stuff more akin to those genres. Like,
yeah,
I could have thought that there was like stuff that was like way better.
I feel like it's not the most representative of the past year. Also, however, there are good nominees and suggestions on there, but again, they're playing it very safe. Brittany Howard and St. Vincent have permanent seats at the Grammys year after year. I mean, they might as well have the nameplates bolted on the back of the seats, you know, whether they get nominated or not, they're just going to be there. So
I just got to wonder what's the process when they just decide who's on the ballot, you know?
Yeah, and that's a big thing. Like, they have to be submitted, and like labels will pay to have like advertising campaigns and things like so that way they're nominated and stuff. I've seen many of those over the years. So
that doesn't sound right.
It does not. But unless you pay the money, like I'm not saying St. Vincent bought their way for attention. That's not it. But other bands have to. I remember Gojira, their label paying out of pocket just to get attention for Mea Culpa. To make sure the Grammys had to dust off their monocle and go, oh, yes, we have to pay attention to this French band, I guess.
And no, it doesn't matter that they opened for the Olympics, one of the biggest international events ever.
I guess. I mean, it's no Sabrina Carpenter, but all right, I'll pay attention to it.
Oh, the theatrical stuff. Oh, they got a Viking ship. Cool.
Yes, exactly. All right. It's no St. Vincent, but I guess we'll put it on some other category.
Yeah. It's like, oh, a decapitated woman? Oh.
Yes, exactly. That was done when I was a child in 1800s watching the actual guillotine. No, thank you. So that was field two. What was field two? That's the field, quote, the category groups for rock, alternative, and metal. It's usually like that every year. Two alternative, three rock, one metal. Half of it went to St. Vincent. Two of the awards went to bands that were big in the 60s and Gojira.
Yay for Gojira.
We got one. So
yeah. And again, I like St. Vincent, but even I'm going, this was not the best example or representative of all music. It's such a dominating performance, you know, because this makes it look like St. Vincent was a huge spectacle last year. So,
you know, it was fine when I listened to, but it wasn't like anything like mind changing. I didn't feel like enlightened. It was just like, oh, hey, this sounds good. Cool.
Mm-hmm. So yeah.
There was no like super crazy soundtracks full of St. Vincent. There were no, you know, St. Vincent this week, St. Vincent. There was nothing that big, that hype with St. Vincent. Again, no, not discrediting the artist by any means, but I think this is a little much. It's a little bit of a lot, St. Vincent.
Mm-hmm. So St. Vincent has now won 3 Grammys and nominated for 8 in her St. Vincent Grammy career. This was the year of St. Vincent. Fun fact, she won those 3 awards in less than 10 minutes when they were running through the awards before the actual broadcast. So St. Vincent had to run up and run up again and run up again.
At this point, just like let her know it ahead of time. Yeah, don't I tell know. Anyone else. Just like whisper to her in her ear. Just so just she doesn't have to like constantly.
Just step to the side. Okay, please, please. Yeah. Thank you.
Do that little envelope cover the mouth thing.
Whatever the name of the lead singer is, she's just like, oh, cool. I'm getting Danny, my steps in. And she goes back to her seat, back to the stage, back to her seat, back to the stage.
She comes
it's like,
up,
oh, crap. I could skip the treadmill today.
And also, like, what do you do on the third one? Like, in that short of a time span after you thanked everyone and you're out of breath.
You're like, I only have 2 hands. Just put it in my mouth. It's fine.
She has to bite it and like walk away.
Cradling it all or something like that. It's like, oh, thank you. Anymore.
And she gets really snarky with it. Sucks to be you, Pearl Jam and Green Day. And she walks away with them. They've already won awards, Jesus. So it doesn't matter. But still. That's it. That's the Grammys. Regarding rock and alternative, I think 4 to 5 is fair. There was nothing. The Beatles one is the one that bothers me the most. But we got one that really mattered. And I guess that's something. And you know what? When it comes to the Grammys, you take the wins as the public that you can get.
I guess. So. Yeah. I just kind of I'm worried what precedent this stands for. It's just like an unreleased, an unfinished Beatles song that they had, like that they use like AI and computers to like finish up. Like, what does that say?
They don't care. If they have it, they're going to release it and make tons of money off of it. They
Apple,
don't care.
I think Apple still owns all the rights out of the Beatles catalog. They've done that. They've owned it for years. That means they could do it again next year. And the year after. And the year after. Who's going to stop them?
Any label. Yeah. Any label who now owns all of these catalogs. Queen, Genesis, they all sold off their catalogs. Like, what are we going to see next?
Also, they could have St. Vincent collaborate with the Beatles. And then we're done. It doesn't even matter who is nominated after that. Doesn't matter.
This recording, I am going to fill my pockets with rocks and walk into the ocean. If that is the world we're going to be living in.
It's possible. You all see how it's possible. Someone just said hashtag scammies. Well, the Cure album was released in Now Too Late. Yeah, the Cure's great album. That was also released too late. So maybe the following year, maybe. Big shoulder shrug to everyone listening on the podcast that didn't see that. There is no way to predict something like that right now. So
you could feel that maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Maybe.
So one more thing we want to talk about for the Grammys. And no matter how confused we are about the selections and the nominees, we will never be as confused as Courtney LaPlante, who got confused from Poppy by possibly the worst possible person you could send to the Grammys who had no clue. The interviewer definitely had a lot of swagger, like she was trying to be professional. It's not like Poppy and Courtney LaPlante even look like each other. This is not a situation where it's country artists and they all walk in with the same cowboy hat and they sound the same gruff voice and you can't tell who's who.
Do you think she was just like, oh, hey, I'm looking for the metal singing woman. Do you know who it is? It's like, oh, yeah, she sings metal. It's like, OK, cool. Awesome. 50-50 shot here. You're Poppy, right? Yes, I'm Poppy.
And I love also this is the year with 3 women who are nominees. And also I want to point that out, too. First time ever a woman won the best metal performance for Grammy. For Gojira.
OK, so. Yeah. Well, I don't remember her name, but hell yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So that's a big opening too, and well deserved, by the way. I'm gonna look it up right now. Marina Viotti and Victor Lamont, who helped compose and make everything as well for Mea Culpa. So Marina Viotti did a great job. She is permanent metal royalty as she should be. But going back to this interviewer, I have interviewed many people. I know Alex has. Rowan, you've met many people in the industry as well, as you've gone like through photography and other stuff as well. Say you saw someone you knew who was a musician who seemed to be important, but you didn't know their name. Wouldn't you just play it a little safe then and just ask the basic, like, so how does it feel to be here right now on the red carpet? Just something like that.
Yeah, she went into it so confident. Yeah.
Yes, she was like joking around, like, you're Poppy, so how does it feel, Poppy? Like, stop saying the wrong name.
I'd just be like, yeah, how was the performance? How's being here? You know, softball questions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she
could have even just taken out Poppy. Oh, we're here with rock royalty. You're up against Metallica and Judas Priest. Like, no, and she had to feed the Poppy thing, and I'm like,
she did.
Stop,
and that's another great
uncomfortable
one. Like, now it's so easy. A quick look at your phone to see all the nominees. So you're going against Metallica. That's an easy one to say, and you don't even have to know who she is, because you can process of elimination. Unless the interviewer also did not know who Metallica was, and that's hilarious.
Unless she's never seen a picture of Metallica, or it's like just to listen to a song. And
see, for the big award shows, they're sent there for the big television names, the ones like the Kendrick Lamars, Sabrina Carpenters, and things like that. Oh, the rock and metal people, huh? Yeah, I know them. Let me look at something really quick to prep for the interview.
They're like, look, a woman. Oh, you must be. Okay.
You must be Poppy, you know?
I would love to think, like, the interviewer saw, like, that video of Poppy performing, like, Soft Spine with Spirit Box, and was just having, a battle in her head, like, which one is which?
Yes, and we now shift over to the other side of this.
I bet you that's what happened.
A world of credits to Courtney LaPlante, who played it perfectly. Her immediate response, yes, I am Poppy. It's like, oh, that's great. You nailed it. Perfect.
So good.
Spotify has even like played the jokes like a metal playlist led by Poppy, and it's a picture of Courtney LaPlante and Spirit Box. You know, everyone's getting in on it. Boy, oh boy. This is a situation where I'm glad the interviewer wasn't shown on screen.
She would have torn to shreds.
She never would have lived it down. Never, ever, ever. Career over.
Nope.
She could save some face because she was not on screen asking the questions. It might be a while before she's sent on assignment again by whoever was interviewing her. But she still has a career. That's what matters.
It's just like, okay, you're banished to the mailroom for like a few weeks while this dies down or something at her editorial office.
Like, all right, you did great with Billie Eilish. You did fine with Chapel Roan, but you're not allowed to do the rock or metal categories ever again.
Yes.
Also, off that assignment.
I mean, at least she kept him in the same category. It would have been worse. So, Billie Eilish, how does it feel to be back here this year watching Sabrina Carpenter at Chapel Road? Like, what? Oh, no.
Oh, ma'am. So you're up for the Country Grammy this year. How does that feel?
I'm not Beyonce. So that was the Grammys. I mean, that's exactly what we needed to say. There was no way we cannot point that out. I'm afraid to play the audio or show the clips and stuff. They're all over online right now because YouTube bots will take it down, but they're all over. Just type in Poppy and Courtney, that phrase in Google. You're going to see so many TikToks and Instagram and YouTube reels and everything else.
I saw I took a picture of, I put this in our group chat, by the way. I don't know why my webcam's frozen, but, I took a picture in our group chat and sent it to you guys where it's just like, so like Spotify made like a playlist about like called Kick-Ass Metal. And it's just a picture of Courtney from the Grammys. And I would have laughed my ass off if they went in on the jokers like, oh, yeah, this is like a little Poppy tag.
Spotify and other things are now. They are doing that now. Just it's like a little rib. I think they're already taking it down. Also for the webcam, I think if you just like turn the video off and back on, it should pop up.
I shared on my story this morning. I was like, Eternal Blue's my favorite Poppy album.
I know, right?
We're playing into it. Mm-hmm.
It's a picture of Courtney with Knocked Loose. Hey, wait a second.
Yep.
Rody, still there?
Oops.
Yeah, I'm still here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you fine. It's like loading. The video's loading. So
yeah, also, no, it's like, I don't know what's going on.
And before we move on, also, they were both pop. There's pictures of Poppy and Courtney dressed right like on screen. They are dressed nothing alike. Poppy is dressed exactly how you would think for Poppy being. And Courtney is just wearing a nice black dress. So Yeah. Like, it, okay. It would like be sending me to a country award show. I'm not going to know who anyone is. So I would not be saying, hey, Billy Ray Cyrus, Billy Ray Cyrus. And he's not even there. It's just a name I know. So,
yeah. Hey, you're going up against Garth Brooks tonight, right? How's that going? You're the country royalty.
1991, like, country stars. Like, what? So.
We've got Clint Black. Okay, cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So. So you're up for the song Honky Tonk Badonkadonk, aren't you, Garth Brooks? And it's not even the same person. It's like Chris Stapleton or something. I know that. Yeah. Yeah. So.
What's Gwen Stefani's husband's name? Blake Shelton.
Shelton. Yeah. The one of the hosts on The Voice. That's what I know him from.
Just Mr. Gwen Stefani.
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, there you go. Rowan, can you say something? Make sure your mic's still good.
Something.
You're good. You're good. We hear you and we see you fine. Yeah. There you go. It happens.
I had to unplug my webcam. I don't know what was going on there.
I've had to do that before too. Like I said, there's not going to be any more technical issues for the rest of the show. Not one.
Please don't stop chasing us.
It's a guarantee.
It's really everyone, in the hour.
Everyone in the chat room, that's a guarantee. You're welcome.
Damn it. You doomed us all, Luke.
So.
I would like to cash in on money back guarantee, please, Luke.
Yeah. Oh, the money back. Gotcha. All the money you paid. No problem.
I'm taking bets, Chad. Who wants to bet and something happens?
Also, 7 more likes. We will have another round of Festival Rock or Flop. We're very close. Thank you so much for the super chat so far. We will get to them as well. So as we move on, we are going to have two little discussions about festivals. One is the ongoing coverage of Warped Tour's reunion shows, the big celebration, and it is definitely more of the same. The big announcement today was that Of Mice and Men will be at all three Warped Tours, DC, Long Beach, and Florida. However, every single band is not anything more than you'd expect. Oxymorons, Left to Suffer, excuse me. There's been more bands announced almost every day. And yeah, it's as if like Warped Tour just never stopped and it's just the same bands over and over again.
I mean, I still want us to be excited and we haven't gotten that yet.
We have not. And no big names have been announced, like big like headliner they're going to stay at the end. And I know they're coming. And like the DC headline thing, they like for all of them, too. But mainly we're looking at the DC one right now on YouTube. That's all alphabetical. And for a sold out show, I don't know if that's exactly what's going to get people more and more excited. But then again, it's sold out. So they don't have to impress anyone anymore. They have your money.
I know. Yeah, that's kind of. By the way, like even for something that's like, you know, as like I was about to say reputable, but like that doesn't apply to Warped Tour, but something that like is like with that recognition of Warped Tour, it's like I can understand like being excited, but like why spend the money on the ticket before you even know who's playing? I would never understand that.
And like I get like some festivals do that. Like Riot Fest is always in Chicago. It's a big community thing. It's an organization. They do that for people, but they make the early bird ones cheap. Like you're saving almost like so much cheaper if you do that. And it's for the community and it's a Chicago thing. That's the only reason I've ever known of for people doing that. That's it. Like the DWP festivals. Yeah, go ahead, Alex. Go ahead.
Well, we were talking earlier about the nostalgia factor. This is that. This is the nostalgia factor. And nostalgia is huge. Everybody's trying to relive their youth. And let's go, you know, burn our feet on the pavement and do Warped Tour again this summer.
Yes.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry for cutting you off. It's just more like, I guess, like, yeah, there is a nostalgia, but it's not a guarantee that the bands that you are particularly nostalgic about will be there, you know? Yeah, they said there's going to be some legacy acts, but we don't know exactly who's going to be there.
Well, and at Warped Tour, you didn't get a lot of bands that you were stoked to see. It was a mishmash of a ton of different acts. So it's still kind of the same thing. You know, it was like, oh, what up and coming bands that I've never heard of ever in my life are going to be here this year? Oh, and oh, cool. Maybe I'll get some names that I actually have heard on the radio or something. You know,
sure.
I think just, yeah, the nostalgia factor is the biggest thing here.
This time it's just nostalgia because it's bands that have been at Warped Tour so many times or bands that have been around long enough to the point where no one's looking for new discoverability. They're looking to relive the glory days. The thing is, though, the bands are also 20 to 30 years older and they're also not going to be performing the same level of octane and high energy in the stank heat of summer in DC and California, an endless summer in Florida that everyone's going to expect. I've been to where they had Warped Tour in Florida before. Even in November, it's going to be disgusting. So Warped Tour can't help the weather. I'm not saying it's not going to be worth going to. I'm just saying it's not exactly blowing me away, the return of Warped Tour. So
not yet.
Yeah. What not did blow yet. Me away, and I sent the link to you guys in chat a couple days ago when it popped up. You guys want to go to Belgium? Because I'm up for going to Belgium.
Yes.
After seeing what this festival is, this might be arguably my favorite. For every Grass Pop Metal Meeting in Belgium, June 19th, 20th, 21st, 1st, 22nd. Headlined by Iron Maiden, Slipknot, Nine Inch Nails, and Judas Priest. Are those four names not enough? Well, there's roughly 100 other names that you can get excited for, and that is not an exaggeration. I can't even fit all the awesome names on here because OBS won't allow to show it with the template I have right now. For every one band I don't want to see and I'm not really thrilled that they're on here, there's at least a dozen that I would love to see. So this is a 13-hour flight from the States minimum. So just a heads up, we are so far away from arguably one of the best festivals, it's kind of a tease even looking at the lineup.
Oh, come on. We could do it. 13 hours isn't that bad.
I'm not saying I wouldn't do it. I'm just saying this is how far we have to travel for a great lineup.
We can get waffles afterwards. We were in Belgium.
That's true.
It wasn't that bad.
It really was not that bad. And I'm also thinking if we have our deodorant stand at some festivals, we could also have a Belgian waffle stand. Why wouldn't we?
Why would you combine those two? They don't have to be the same stand.
They can be two separate ones.
Welcome to our waffle and deodorant
waffles
stand.
Waffles and deodorant!
Rocked! Got your waffles, got your deodorant right here.
Counting in a waffle without deodorant! Like, what?
Ugh. How have you been living your life?
Belgium's really hygienic and really big with their carbs. So we're going to be really up there with making sure we get some money.
We want you to party hard and carbo load, but we don't want you to smell bad while you do it.
Yes. I mean, we don't want you to smell bad, period, but we can also feed you, you know?
We know you guys are going to be moshing hard, so carb up and feel those rage. Like,
and the energy. But also, you better not stank in the pit. That's what we got you covered also.
Just wipe yourself down afterwards. That's the beauty of capitalism.
Also,
no stank in the pit.
Exactly. And you know what? We can even make one of the deodorant scents, Belgian waffle, like Belgian waffles and stuff. Why not?
Oh, perfect. God. I don't know how I would feel if someone smelled like syrup, you know,
like sticky, like this, like smell of like smell, burnt waffle and syrup, like, and butter.
I hope you don't mind me saying this. Smell like
maple syrup. I don't know how I would feel about that. I
have a really weird urge to lick your armpit. I am so sorry.
I don't know. That's like
That's Vegas behavior, not Belgian behavior.
God,
you put waffle scented anything near a bunch of people partying a little too hard. That's you don't know what's going to happen.
Hey, man, that Powerwolf set was amazing. Also, you smell delicious.
It's like those old Axe body spray commercials where like the guy sprays himself and then like an army of women comes over the horizon or something.
Uh-huh. A Belgian women that would actually come running. Yes, just them. So
we can advertise that.
Just to give an idea, day one is Iron Maiden, Powerwolf, Flogging Molly. That's also known as Gretchen Day, my wife, who loves that. Day two, Slipknot, Opeth, Ginger, Death Clock. They also have bands I don't love, like Falling in Reverse and Skillet, but they have more great bands like Knock Loose, Gloryhammer, Jerry Cantrell, Ginger, you know? I still have a cough after so long.
Nova Twins are also great if you've never checked them out.
I've never seen them live, but I like their stuff.
Yeah.
Day three, Nine Inch Nails, Korn, Apocalyptica, The Who, H.U., Spirit Box, Kitty. Kitty's doing two sets, apparently. Oh, nice. No. Yeah. And there's also says plus two acts that haven't been announced too. Maybe I read that wrong. And day four, Judas Priest, Savatage, Till Lindemann, In Flames, King Diamond, Thrice. Something for everyone.
Absolutely.
By the way, like, I gotta say, it's funny to me that like Perturbator is on the Thursday like list. Because I only know him as like the guy who made some of the music for Hotline Miami. If anyone in chat is familiar with that game, so that's just kind of cool for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't know his mainstream stuff at all.
I made a short about it. I have no contacts with Grass Pop Metal Meeting, unfortunately. The chances are slim that we get to go to Grass Pop, but I'm not saying it's completely gone. So my suggestion, though, to all the American Festival promoters and anyone else in that, do you see this? Can't you take a hint?
Take notes.
Yeah. You don't even have to do every stage, because this looks like so many stages. You don't even have to do full 4 days. Just, you know, be a little
half
bit.
Half of this would be awesome.
I know.
See Fleshwalker there too. It's just like, they're such an awesome indie band that just don't get enough attention, in my opinion.
There's a lot of great stuff. Apocalyptica, Star Set, and Dragon Force on day three with Nine Inch Nails, Spirit Box, and Korn. Again, something mm-hmm. for everyone. A lot of fun stuff. Finally, before we start wrapping things up with our typical news breaks, with our upcoming albums, Song of the Week, upcoming tours, it was a week or two ago that we made a joke that Bring Me the Horizon is going to start making covers. And then somehow they got an idea from listening to our podcast. I'm sure that's how it happened.
Ollie's lurking.
And they covered Wonderwall by Oasis, which dropped less than a week ago. I can't play any of it. It's on Spotify only so far, but people are uploading it to YouTube now. It is exactly what you think of when you think of Bring Me the Horizon covering Wonderwall by Oasis.
I liked it.
Like,
I can't be mad at it. I can't, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty much my sentiment. I was not... I mean, I'm never going to be stoked about a Wonderwall cover to come out, but Bring Me the Horizon... No, it is good. I like Bring Me the Horizon.
Sure. It's better than like when other musicians try to cover other songs. Probably it's better than what anything MGK has ever covered.
Well, yeah, that's kind of a low bar to cross over, though.
It's better than when Lil Uzi Vert covered Chop Suey. Yeah. We can agree on that, right?
It's a low bar to stumble over blindly. So
I will say you can tolerate it.
I can tell. And also they put effort into it. I can't be mad at it. It's exactly what it is. However, you know who did love it? Noel Gallagher loved it.
Big love.
Mm-hmm. And he's a hard man to make happy and impress. So doesn't matter what we think when one of the creators loves it.
That's got to be such a cool thing to hear, too. Like, yeah. I covered this song and then the artist told me they loved my version of it. Hell yes. Yeah, I love that. I love that for Ollie.
That's like reminiscent of like, I think it Trent Reznor said in an interview once when like after Johnny Cash like did his cover of Hurt, like Trent Reznor was like, oh, yeah, that's not my song anymore. This is like the perfect version or something
great
like that.
Great praise, great attention to it. You know, everything's positive. As soon as people saw the news about it, it's like, what? But when they gave it a chance, even if you don't like it, it's hard to be mad at it.
At the very least, they tried to do something different. A lot of artists just like, they just have like their singer sing over like the same instrumentals. So I'm happy at least that they tried to make something different out of the song.
Sure, exactly.
Which I think is when like a cover is at least warranted.
Sure, exactly. And the song's been around since what, 95?
Yeah, we're like 30 years now.
I think it's okay to cover. It's safe. But that just means more, instead of the college bro busting out an acoustic guitar at a frat house saying, anyway, let me check out Wonderwall, play Wonderwall for you. Now they're going to bust out like a guitar and a synth.
Yeah, it's like
here's Wonderwall. And he starts screaming. So...
I mean, like, hey, maybe that will actually be the one that actually gets the Oasis guitar guy and girl at the end of the night.
Maybe. Or it scares him away even faster, depending. So,
hey, what kind of girl you want sticking around? The kind that runs away or sticks around? Exactly. Yeah.
Ollie Sykes is a hard impression to do. Let's be honest. Come on now.
That's fair.
Yeah. Especially with the screaming. So.
Yeah.
No, yeah. Fair. You have to not only scream, but also those screams have to sound like you're in that scream going through puberty. It's tough.
Dang.
I say that as a Bring Me the Horizon fan for years.
Woof. We hit 51 likes, by the way. Thank you so much. We only have at least two nights of festival shenanigans with Festival Rocker Flop. It may not be Grass Pop, but we'll do our best. That being said, it's time for us to check out our upcoming albums, tours, and our song of the week. Alex, what tours got announced this past week that you would like to share with us?
I think I'm going to save my favorite for last. So okay. We'll start with, we've got Deftones expanding their European tour. So that's super rad.
Lucky, the sword. Europe. Yeah. Oh, the sword's right? Back. Yeah.
Yeah. The sword just announced 2 reunion tour dates and they're back permanently. So that's super awesome.
Very cool.
But Between the Buried and Me are going to play Colors in Full on their upcoming European tour. So that's fun. We already talked about Warped Tour and all those bands announced. Burton C. Bell is working on new music and plotting a solo tour.
Okay.
So that's something to kind of keep on the radar if you were a Fear Factory fan.
If you're a Fear Factory fan, he was a big part of that for the entirety of Fear Factory until he left. So if you're into industrial and that might be worth something keeping an eye on.
Totally. Yeah. So that's going to be on the radar for sure. We've got Of Mice and Men just announced the May 2025 headlining tour. And then Clutch just announced their Full Ahead Flank North American tour.
Very cool. If you haven't seen Clutch live, they sound amazing.
Absolutely. You have to go see it.
Mm-hmm. Clutch is like, we talk about dad rock bands and stuff. Clutch is the cool dad metal band, like the dads you want to have. They're like, they sound cool. It's great. You see them having fun on stage at this point. It's awesome. So
absolutely. He's not like the, oh, I'm so embarrassed because it's like, hey, that's my dad. That kind of dad vibe.
Mm-hmm. So that being said, Rowan, what upcoming albums we have coming up this Friday? I know of at least one big one.
Oh, yeah. So we have Ginger's Duel. Ginger is actually performing at the Glass Pop Festival. So, hey, you may want to check that out if you actually are planning on going to that. We also have, I haven't heard this band before, if I'm pronouncing this right, 16. Like the number 16 is their name.
Yeah.
And they're releasing an album called Guides from the Misguided. So cool. It's good that Misguided will finally get something to actually, like, you know, refer to. Dimna Latva, if I'm pronouncing that right, they're re-releasing just 2 albums on the same week. I have not heard these guys before, but from what I've seen, it's like if the Cult from Midsommar tried to make a metal band. So,
oh,
cool.
Good date night, everybody.
Yeah. And then finally, we got the big one, Dream Theater's Parasomnia. So, hey, prog rock guys, you're going to be eating well this Friday.
Correct. I'll try to have an album review for Parasomnia. It was sent to me last week. I just haven't had time to really sit down with it. And Dream Theater is not something you can just casually listen to because the final track, I think, is over 18 minutes, something like that.
So, I mean, that's character building, listening to a 20-something minute prog rock song.
It is. So we shall see about that.
That's what separates a man from the boys.
But a decent amount of stuff coming out with good variety for this Friday, the 7th. And finally, Song of the Week, this one chosen by Alex. We have it on screen right now. Senses with Diamonds on Your Dagger. Alex, anything you'd like to say about Senses and the song, the band, anything?
I was just cruising through some new music last week and this one popped up and I'm like, dang, this is a good song. So I like to share. I'm a sharer.
Very nice. Senses, Diamonds on Your Dagger. We'll link to that on the podcast post when we post that tomorrow for those interested. That being said, we have some super chats to go through first. First up, we have one from Paul Urena. I apologize if I mispronounced anything because I always mispronounce names. Did you check up on Victorious Dead, Red Mass, Mitchell, and Bloody Hammers? Would you rather 10 great thrash or grunge albums? When is the metal edition deodorant? Are they songs not on favorite albums? And yes, that was all one long super chat.
Okay, never heard of any of those bands. Top 10 thrash metal bands over grunge metal bands. Deodorant is dropping February 30th. Am I missing anything?
Belgium Deodorant and are there songs not on favorite albums? I'm not sure what the question is asking. I meant favorite songs not on your favorite albums. I gotcha. Do you guys have like a favorite album and there's one song you can't stand?
Just like in general?
Yeah, like say there's an album you really love, but there's one song you just cannot stand on that.
I can think of a recent example. I love Take Me Back to Eden, you know, Sleep Token's third LP, but mm-hmm. I cannot stand Are You Really Okay? Something about the instrumentals. Especially when you're going straight from Ascensionism and just how amazing that song is. And you got like that. I gotta be honest. I hate the guitar on Are You Really Okay? It just bothers me.
Good example.
For some reason.
Alex, anything off the top of your head?
Can't think of a recent one.
Okay. Mm-mm. Yeah. I don't know about recent. I made a video about this years ago. I think it was like at the end of pandemic. I made a video about this, like just my opinion. So my huge, hot take, I guess you want to say, what all the kids say online. Hybrid Theory is fantastic. I don't love the song Crawling. I really don't.
Oh, right. Oh my God.
I know, right? So not that I hate it. It's just not for me.
Now, did it get burnt out because of radio and
that's
overplaying?
That's a big part of it, too. Also, I just think there's so much better on Hybrid Theory as well. Fair. So that's part of it, too. So
actually, it's kind of funny. I think Chester has even said that's like one of his least favorite songs.
I can see that.
Like on record.
Also from Paul Urena. How come you never mentioned Offspring Supercharged? I did not listen to it. Did either of you?
No.
I did not, but happy birthday to Noodles. Today is Noodles' birthday.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Mr. Noodles.
Happy birthday.
He seems like a fun guy.
He's a super sweet guy.
Yeah, never met him. But from Mario Pointer, I'll be home. I haven't heard of most of these bands. I think that was during the Grammy discussion. Thank you, Mario Pointer, for the super chat. From Wolverines, and we'll have a festival. We have 2 days worth of festivals so far. The lineup for Grass Pop is crazy. That is correct. Again, if anyone has a Belgium connection for Grass Pop, please let us know. So we'll figure something out. We'll figure something out. I hear Belgium's
beautiful. We'll make
beautiful. It happen. I hear Belgium's beautiful too. So yeah. From Heavy Metal Joker, the Wonderwall cover was great. Okay, there's a big fan of the Wonderwall cover right there. The overall consensus was praise, like positive. You know,
again, so they at least tried to do something different, which is did. If you're going to do a cover, that's what you're kind of like. That's what you should be required to do, at least.
Gotcha.
Not beat for beat. Sorry.
Yeah. And Rockin' Movies with Tyler. Go Gentle by Ian Fisher out this Friday, a folk country singer-songwriter infused indie rock from St. Louis, my hometown, about loss and grieving his late mother who lost her 30-year battle with cancer. Strap in, folks. So a promotion for a St. Louis artist. Thank you, Rockin' Movies with Tyler. That's... I want to make sure. Go Gentle by Ian Fisher. So that's a little promotion right there. So we got 1, 2, 3, 4... We got some festivals to do, everybody. You guys ready to strap in? We're going to have to go quick because we have so many.
Let's do it.
But we'll definitely do them all because you guys are worth it. So, Alex and Rowan, are you ready to book some festivals?
Let's do it.
All right. Every week when we hit a like goal, we do a festival rock or flop where I pick 5 random bands out of a massive folder of photos that I've taken for a lot of different bands and some I haven't taken as well. Sometimes they're great. Sometimes they're awful. Will they be better than Grass Pop? Probably not, but we're going to try anyway. So, festival day number 1, and one of my cats just peeks in. Hello, Chester. We were just talking about a different Chester, buddy, the one you're named after.
No, you were talking about me. I heard you.
Well, we did say Chester. That is correct. He's snooping around. So that way...
So you have summoned me.
He's like that, too. Yes. So everyone sees that I'm not cheating. Here's the folder that I pull through. Alex and Rowan, are you ready for day 1, which is just our regular festival? We'll say this is pre-Grass Pop, because that's going to set too much of a standard for it. Poppy Fest. And we're going to get Spirit Box. This is Poppy Fest, okay? If we get Spirit Box, it's going to be perfect. Okay. I don't think
this
we will
be perfect. Still. That will complete the meme.
Yes.
Okay. If there is a God, please.
Day 1, band number 1. We're having a technical difficulty where I do not remember what band this is. Oops.
Scared me. I thought you froze.
No, not frozen. I literally had to stay, so I just skipped it for now. Number 2, Atlas Genius, alternative band out of Australia. They had a lot of hits in 2010s. Very nice. They're starting off light. Band number 2. We're getting a lot of smart, like, well-known stuff. This is Falling for Scarlet, a band that's no longer around, who is on the Hottest Chicks in Hard Rock tour from Revolver with Flyleaf and Diamante. Band number 3, Avatar, right out of Sweden. Johannes the Clown coming to make everyone laugh. Band number 4, if I'm correct, we are getting so many, like, who's that of bands.
It really is Poppy Fest.
Kind of, because, like, we don't know who they are. And that's exactly. Including me, the person that shot it. Like, I have to do this. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Where'd you go? Let's do this one. I'm dead set now. I will stall the whole show. Bam, bam, bam. there's a way to like show what folder it is, but yeah.
Band, this is what I'm saying, says.
Oh, that's what's going on. I know why I was doing that. Well, keep going for this one. I'm glad we messed up this one. I chose the wrong folder. See, I chose the main folder where it's like taking anything, not out of the one made for this. Oops. So, band number four, Ghost.
Okay. Good.
Ghost and Avatar are the same show. That's actually kind of nice.
That's a nice dual headliner.
Yeah. It is. And band number, yeah, out of Sweden. This is Sweden Fest. So, and band five, Weezer. I love the effect. Ghost. So we have Avatar, then Weezer, then Ghost.
We gotta get like a thing where it's like at some point, like Ghost or Avatar, their guitarists just pull out the Buddy Holly lick.
Yes. And they look at Rivers off stage while they're doing it to like make an eye contact just to make it awkward. Yes or no in the chat, would you go to Poppy Fest? I say Poppy Fest because the first one of the bands, I had no idea who it was. And the reason is because I was looking in the wrong folder with like raw files and stuff like that. My fault. But it was on our festival, so it's okay. Ghost and Avatar. My wife just made an exclamation, Ghost and Avatar. So...
Also, by the way, they're like, those are like the Swedish bands. Isn't Sweden on the border of Belgium? Like, you could probably like, if you're going to Glasspop like right after or something, I don't know.
That's true. It'd be an easy hop over, maybe.
Yeah.
Yes, 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 yes. Depends on the drug on the I'm taking. I'm what taking. Kind of answer is that?
Why do you want to be on drugs for Ghosts?
I think you might have a problem if you're having to make decisions based on that. So.
You need no additional substances. This is a good show.
That's a yes. I've seen yeses and a couple sures. Yes. Okay. Now we get to the super chat ones. First up is Paul Fest. Paul usually has some pretty good festivals. Band number one for Paul Fest. Rage Against the Machine. I will be going to Paul Fest. Not even a decision for me anymore. Band number two, Filter. Very nice. Cool. Who's on tour with Jerry Cantrell. There's a good 90s vibe so far with this one going on. Like, really good 90s vibe on this one. Number three for Paul Fest. We already had Weezer. Get out of here, Rivers Cuomo.
So goes with the 90s, though.
Rob Zombie.
Oh, I'm nice. In.
This is pretty fun so far. Number four, Skillets. Does not flow as well with the other three, but still... they'll make some money. Skillet and Rage Against the Machine on the same tour, on the same day. That's interesting. And number five, Corey Feldman.
No, what? Oh. Didn't we have him last week?
Did you?
I
didn't.
We're going. I'm going to go back and make this like one of the caveat ones. Guaranteed success festival happens. Corey Feldman's the opener.
I can't believe you had Corey Feldman as an option. I didn't even know he was in there.
Oh, after you see him live, you don't forget. Okay.
Yeah, I've seen the clips. It looked like an acid trip. The guy was like talking about if I'm being on drugs. It's like, this is the, why be on drugs if you have Corey Feldman on stage?
Everyone, would you go to Paul Fest? Rage Against the Machine, Rob Zombie, Filter? Come on. Opening with Corey Feldman? Like you wouldn't throw down $1,000 to go to something like this. I know I would. Alex Rowan, would you go to Paul Fest? Come on.
Sure, yeah.
I would go, yeah.
Also, friendly reminder, for that clip I posted in 2023 of me filming Corey Feldman that made a big thing, that was just the first 60 seconds. It was a 30-minute set. There were 29 more minutes of everything that you didn't see.
Did he open with that guitar solo?
No.
Okay. I was just making sure because I'm like, what happened after that then?
Oh, this is the set where he had the big inflatable Walmart screen, but it was too bright out so people couldn't see. So he had to like try to describe it. And this is the one where they all had tech difficulties and he got mad at his keyboardist all in the first 60 seconds. So
nice.
Oh my God. I wish I was at that show. Okay. Yeah. No, now I'm bought in. This will just be like, I'll just bring out the popcorn.
I assure you it's hypnotic. You want to see this. So that's yeses across the board. I already hit the button. Paul Fest is an instant success. It's going to make us a lot of money. Okay. So, number three, we have Wolverine Fest, which still sounds pretty cool. Thank you, Wolverines. Band number one, Lord Ashur. Getting heavy on
I am in.
Perfect for Wolverine Fest, Lord Ashur. Band number two, Ice Nine Kills. We're getting quite heavy in that direction for Wolverine Fest. Number three, I Prevail. Still,
that's pretty
still in the ballpark. Pretty not bad at all. Number four,
I like it.
No Effects. Change in direction. However, I can still envision it working, even though he's retired now, or No Effects is technically. And number five, Nickelback, who is absolutely the headliner. I do
like this one.
Wolverine Fest is going to make a lot of money. I don't know the band ordering, but the fact that NoFX will lead into Nickelback somehow makes me happy, and I don't know how to describe it.
You're thinking about NoFX leading into Nickelback. I'm thinking of Lorna Shore leading into Nickelback.
The Nickelback fan base will not like Lorna Shore. They will not like Ice Nine Kills stage show.
Which is funny to me.
They'll be okay with I Prevail. Maybe. Oh, it's more of the metalcore stuff. They will not like that. Never mind. Yeah. I
see them listening to Hurricane or something.
We're not asking average Nickelback fans, though. We're asking the audience, what did you guys go? Alex and Rowan, would you guys go to Wolverine Fest?
I would go. Yes. I think it's a nice lineup.
Yes.
I would go. I've never seen Nickelback live, and for all the jokes I've made over the years, and yes, I'm aware of all of them.
Wolverines in the chat is like, do I have to be there? Yes, sir. It's Wolverine your festival. Fest, you have
it's
to
named
commit.
After you. And we have to bring you on stage and thank you before Nickelback shows up.
Yeah, no, you're not getting out of this. You know what you signed up for.
Yes. It's all thanks to this guy right here. I'm seeing a lot of yeses, okay? I'm seeing a lot of yeses, so.
You've not seen Nickelback live, right? So I will tell you, it's surprisingly good.
All I've ever heard about him.
Very good show. And you know what? We can hate on Nickelback all we want. It's played out at this point. But the show is fun. It is good. So this is going to be a good one.
If I'm going to sit here and say I'm trying to talk people into seeing Corey Feldman, I better be willing to show up for Nickelback.
Exactly. So, put your money where your mouth is.
That's correct.
I mean, like, it's all the memes and jokes about, like, oh, Nickelback is, like, the worst thing ever. Are they really that bad? Are you going to die if you listen to a Nickelback song?
No, but some of the songs have given me headaches. But I will say this. Wolverines, the person who's responsible for this festival, says, I guess so. So you know what? That's an approval. Up next is, let me make sure, Heavy Metal Joker. So this will be Joker Fest. That's a nice little name for Joker Fest. Here we go. We got Wage War. Okay. I'm fine with that. I bet those guys are really nice. Number two, The Warning, right out of Mexico. I love it. They're great.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, Palais Royale. They've appeared a few times on here. French or Canadian fashion rock. They've played at actual fashion shows. Number four, Stone Sour, The Return. I already like where Heavy Metal Joker Fest is going with Joker Fest. And number five, Gwar. You know what? Stone Sour and Gwar, I'm already in.
Corey Taylor would be the guy who would want to get killed on Gwar. He would see it as an honor.
Oh, absolutely.
Ooh, that would be fun.
Yeah.
To have him be the sacrifice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he would bring Gwar during his own set to do it again, like it killed twice. So,
yeah,
absolutely. I see some yeses. I see a yep. I see a thumbs up. Alex and Rowan, would you go to Joker Fest?
Yes.
Gwar actually, was the decider for me. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an easy one for me. We're four for four. And our final one. Rockin' Movies with Tyler's Super Chat. So this will be Tyler Fest. Last one. Number one for Tyler Fest. Body Count with Ice-T. We're already getting some cool direction with this one we haven't really done before. Number two, At the Drive-In. Body count at the drive-in is two totally different flavors of ice cream, but Baskin Robbins sells a lot of flavors and it works. So number three.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Creeper. British rock, like akin to Meatloaf, but not as meatloafy. Like the singer is not an awful monster. So
veggie loaf.
Veggie, yes, yes. Soy loaf. There you go. Number four. Ooh, the crowd, the caveat, replace any one of the previous bands with the next band. So, Tyler, if you're here, do you want to replace one of the bands before with a different band, with the next, or do you want to keep it the way it is? We'll give Tyler a second. Guys, Creeper's a lot of fun. At the Drive-In's a lot of fun. Body count's intense. Body count. You got to see Ice-T. Even if he just is on the microphone with a bass beat behind him and he's just ripping people like on Twitter. It's so good. It's so good.
Body count
good.
Is brutal.
Yes, exactly. Also, speaking of Grammy winners, they won the best metal Grammy performance like 2 years ago. So yeah.
It's you got to see them live at least once too.
Okay. Yeah. So you know what? Let's save this. We'll do five bands. And if one sucks, then we'll replace that one. Cause I haven't seen from.
They'll also give him more time to respond. Yeah.
That's a better idea. Okay. Number four. We already had Wage War. Number four, Baby Metal.
Nice.
This is a blast. So,
I mean, if we're trying to go up against Glass Pop, we have variety.
We do have variety. Yeah. Number five, Diamante. Okay. So we got Diamante, Baby Metal. We got Ice. Oh, we got Body Counts. We got Creeper. We got At the Drive-In. So, Tyler, if you're there, do you want us to remove a band? Great. What do you guys think we should do? Because I still haven't seen from Tyler yet.
What should we do?
I don't know.
Can we check to see who we get? And then maybe...
No, that is not a fair way to do it. No, come on now.
Come on.
What rule is there?
We're in charge now.
Yeah, it's our festival.
It's actually not. It's Tyler's festival, but I'm voting for him in proxy. Come on, that's cheating. They gotta go, no, let's see who we're gonna replace it with, and then we'll make the decision.
You gotta see who's available.
Let's see who would be up for the taking, okay. Or something.
Just,
you know what I mean?
He just chimed in, Diamante, if anything. So we are gonna say goodbye to Diamante. Here we go. Number five. Hollywood Undead. I don't know how we feel about this. I know Hollywood Undead has fans. I'm not particularly one of them, but I know they have fans. So, Body Count, Hollywood Undead, At the Drive-In, Creeper, and Baby Metal.
Says, not familiar. You weren't a scene person in the late odds.
Tyler Fest is a lot of variety. That is definitely a thing. So
if it's a weekend and I've got nothing else going on, I'd go.
There you go. I mean, yeah. Well, we'd obviously have it on a weekend. We're not going to have it on a Tuesday night.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's good.
So I'm seeing some back and forth in the chats. I would go Baby Metal, Body Count, Creeper, At the Drive-In. 4 out of 5 wins me over. That's just my logic. That's me.
At the Drive-In, Baby Metal are like the big ones for me, especially at the Drive-In.
Okay. So I'm seeing more some no's and yeses. It feels like we're split. Tyler, what do you think if you're still there? And we'll start wrapping things up.
He mad.
He's all Hollywood Undead. He's like, no.
To be fair, this is absolutely a Nebraska radio station festival to the letter. Okay.
This is
exactly what it is. So
the last time I saw Hollywood Undead, I almost broke my neck. No exaggeration.
That does sound like a Hollywood Undead show. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a little bit of user error. Whatever.
What?
By the way, Luke, what Midwesterner in Nebraska is going to be like, if you got Jack in your cup, go raise it up? Who's listening?
Assure you, I have had so many angry Hollywood Undead fans threaten me because I made fun of the band. Oh, you would not believe where they come from. Big fan base.
But they're in the Midwest.
Oh, yeah. all over the state. Absolutely. Alex can back me up on that. Yeah, absolutely.
Some country farm boy or something.
Okay. You know what? Tyler says also, he chimed in for his thing. Yes, but Body Count has to play after Hollywood Undead. So I think that way so Tyler can show up late to his own festival.
Huh, it's you gotta book it smart.
There's some yeses and nos. I'm gonna say it's pretty split, but since we're three of the deciders also. It's a lot of festivals. I know we ran over time, but we want to make sure everyone got their money's worth. This was definitely festival rock or flop. We barely did not have any flops. I still say Grass Pop might be better, but we did our best. So thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday evening as I refocus my camera. Alex, do you have anything you would like to end with before we start wrapping up and to end with your words of wisdom and gotcha of the week?
Nope.
Rowan, how about you?
Just a quick announcement. I wanted to announce it like last week, but, you know, wasn't here. But I released a new video on my channel. Just link is in the script in the chat right now. So it's a little bit different than the As I Lay Dying video, but there's still a little something at the end for rock enthusiasts. So, hey, if you liked my first video, and maybe check it out.
Very cool. Thank you very much. I'll put that on the podcast post as well. So everyone listening, it's just on the podcast, like audio feeds. You can check that out there. Alex, I saw you look back. Is everything okay?
Yeah, I just heard a kitty.
Okay. Yeah, my kitty.
Sorry.
Scrammed. I was concerned. I was like, oh, did something else happen? So.
Nope. Kitty's trying to get my attention. So, you're running late, Mom. Where's my dinner?
That does sound like a cat behavior. So thank you so much for tuning in. Coming this week, 10 times, the Grammys Got Metal Right, a new video I'm editing right now. Already filmed it all. We laugh at the Grammys, but they have got metal right occasionally, just like Gojira. So I'm making a video about that. That's coming up soon. Alex, what's the gotcha of the week?
What do you call a fake noodle?
I feel like I could get this if I think about it long enough, but I don't want to waste too much time.
Oh my God. You got to give us some.
An impasta.
An impasta.
Yeah.
Yay.
Good.
That's actually not bad. You know why? Because it takes a second and you can actually have the little... To everyone listening on the podcast scene, Alex has given an Italian impression right there with the hand saying it's impasta.
Like, impasta.
Gagul.
Dude, I had the tomatoes last time, so we're just making spaghetti at this point.
Very good. Okay. Well.
I know.
It's not when life hands you lemons, make lemonade. When life hands you tomatoes, make spaghetti. Is that what they say in Italy? Is that how the saying goes?
That's not a saying. It needs to be.
Oh, well, if there's a festival in Italy, we are definitely not invited after that. Not a chance.
We already got tomatoes in the chat.
Yep. We already have three tomatoes in the chat. Okay, then. Thank you so much.
It's my new mantra. When life throws you tomatoes, make spaghetti.
When life throws you tomatoes, it just like hits you and the spaghetti sun.
I think it's more when life throws tomatoes at you. You know, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
Perspective.
Perspective. Okay.